All right, so we're back talking about Sicario 2, spoilers. Go ahead, Keith.
He got shot in the face. The way he was screaming and scrabbling, he gets captured because the kid recognizes him when he almost got hit in Texas.
Yeah, I'm like, why are you meeting at a strip mall or a mall in general if you're going to have these high-level talks about overthrowing drug gangs?
No idea. Really? In a public forum?
Yeah. At the same mall that the guys are trafficking human beings.
Here's the other part, right? The first movie, if you go back and watch the first movie, and Matt, you've seen it recently, so you can know what I'm talking about. The first movie, Josh Brolin's character and Benicio del Toro's character were never seen by anyone, by the public. They were always in cars. They were always sliding back and forth. They were always in shadow. They never interacted with anyone. The closest they came was when they interrogated John Barenthal's character in that police car. And you know that motherfucker got smoked at the end of that. No one knew they were involved. It was a total set. Like, if you look at that first movie, Emily Blunt's character from the very beginning, she was set up to take the whole fall for that shit. It would have looked like she was the one who orchestrated that whole thing. Their fingerprints were never on any of that stuff. All the way up until the point when Benicio del Toro's character made her sign that document and shit, and he had one glove on and had her pistol in his hand. Got up. Did she sign it? Put it down. Walked out. There was no one around when he walked away. No one saw him or Matt or Josh Brolin's character. And then in this case, they drive him to a fucking strip mall. Goddamn mall. And almost hit the kid who then later turns out to identify, you know, Benicio del Toro's character. I'm just like, what in the fuck and hell is going on here?
Yeah, so that is just bad writing and bad directing. For the writer, Taylor Sheridan, who has written Sicario 1, Hell in High Water, which
oh,
is
God.
A great
like,
movie.
That thing was genius.
Great movie. And then also Wind River, which is also another great movie.
I haven't seen that.
You should watch it. This just takes a whole bunch of leaps in logic, flip-flops the characters from the first movie. Benicio del Toro in the first movie, cold and heartless. This one, he has a heart. Josh Brolin. They keep alluding to, hey, the stuff that you did in Afghanistan, then all of a sudden his character has a change of heart.
Yeah, what the fuck, dude? He gave a good speech about how this is how you win this war. This is how you win it. You let me off the rails, I will win this thing for you. No, and then he gets shot in the face. And the whole part when he was like screaming and hollering, trying to get out of the thing and stuff like that, I'm like, that's not how he does things. I thought for a moment there that that wasn't him. That somehow in the dark or something, in the back of that truck, he switched places with that dude. With one of those guys and wrapped him up and taped him up and shit.
That would have made more sense.
That would have made more sense and it would have been better. And it would not have taken a leap of logic too much that because he's a badass. They lift the mask up and it's like some other dude and then Penny's just walking down and like is in another car driving behind him ready to smoke the asses. It's just a waste. Just such a waste. I've got hope for the second one. I did like that scene where at the very end, the kid walks in all angry looking and fucking your bezzing face and shit all twisted up and shit. He walks in that room and he just about ready to piss his pants and shit. He's like, oh God. And Benicio's just standing there like, wouldn't it be a Sicario? Okay. I'm like, oh shit. What's going to happen? And then it cuts and it's, fuck. And then the badassery ends and just, that just didn't work. That didn't work out too well.
And I will also say that the pacing is off with this movie.
Pace was all over the fucking place, dude. Yeah. I'm telling you, like, studio exec got involved in this shit and started fucking with it, you know?
The middle of the movie, not much happens, so that's the point that Benicio del Toro says to the girl, hey, I'll keep you alive, and somehow we need to get back to the United States. But why? Just return to her father. That makes more sense.
I didn't get that.
End of the movie. Again, if they had to take an approach from Man on Fire, where somewhere in between that, where he's trying to get her back to her father, she gets kidnapped, and he just goes on rampage. So you still have that whole beginning of the movie, and then she runs off. He finds her, deaf family. Somehow the deaf family's in on everything. She gets captured. He goes crazy. He goes off, finds everybody, and gets her back to her family. That's it. Makes more sense. Why does this movie have to be this way? And again, it just feels from a political standpoint that they did not want to go in the direction that the first movie went to, or a social standpoint, like whatever you want to call it. That was frustrating because, again, the first movie is unapologetic about everything that is going on. This is the world that you don't see. And if you don't see it, so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. I'm looking at the producers who executive produce this, and I'm seeing John Wick. I'm seeing fucking Wind River, John Wick 1 and 2. I'm like, what the heck happened here? Who here fucked this up? Oh, found him. Some dude named Richard Middleton is the executive producer. He is known for The Artist, Hitchcock, Fifth Wave, I Love You, Philip Morris.
Those are more artistic movies.
Whatever, dude. There's a fuck up right there. Hold on, let's go to this person.
Because The Artist was, I think it was black and white French movie.
This one did Runaway Bride, The Good Lie. Yeah, but she did Sicario, the first one, so she should have known better.
Creatively was all over the place.
Damn it.
Normally I will say that, hey, well, was there a point to have made a sequel? For Sicario, yes.
Yeah. Sicario needed a sequel. I mean, this was supposed to be the one. I think it would have done better if they'd have gone with the action movie route. And actually, it would have fit the narrative because the first movie was the setup, get this shit underway. So they had to be methodical. They had to be sneaky and shit. Second movie could have just been them just straight up execution.
Again, third movie could be aftermath and wrap. Man on Fire. If you take that same approach, Denzel Washington, John Creasy took the target I was supposed to protect and now I'm just going to go off.
Yeah, he went off like a motherfucker. Yeah, that shit was ridiculous.
And I did not like Man on Fire.
Really?
But I have grown to have an appreciation for that movie. A lot of it had to deal with Tony Scott and some of his visual choices for that movie, but
yeah, he was in his weird, funky phase, dude.
Yeah. It's like, well, let me set my shutter speed to this. And Tony Scott, not as great as his brother, but good in his own right.
The girl who was in this was also in Transformers The Last Night.
She was that girl on the plane?
Yeah, she was the she was that one on the plane.
Well, I knew she looked familiar.
Yep.
Well, I'm glad that she's not in a goddamn crop top this time, yo. Michael Bay, you fucking freak.
Okay.
That's about. Oh, right. God. No, no, Ryan Reynolds. Ryan Reynolds is going to be in a Michael Bay movie.
Mm. All right. Let's just call this a Beast Game podcast.
Call it. Dump this thing, man.